I drive.
We drive away from home, away from our ground, into the dark night. Turn here.
How much longer?
Not long. Is Ralphie okay?
I don't know.
Mr. Mathers will fix him.
Stay in there, Ralphie. Can't you drive any faster?
Not on this road. Besides, speeding is an offence.
So he's driving without a licence?
Desperate times, Liam. Desperate measures must be taken.
I wonder what she meant.
What?
Gran, what did she mean? I am but one of many. What did she mean?
I don't know.
She was off her trolley. Who cares what she meant?
I do. Here, stop here.
This is it?
Uh-huh.
I can't see anything. Where is he?
Hear that?
Music.
Where is it coming from?
Follow me. Bring Raffy.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
We come. Through the bushes.
To the edge of a clearing.
Whoa.
It's so pretty.
Christmas tree lights.
Thousands of them.
All around us.
They hang from the branches.
Is that him?
Yes, that's him. The one and only.
He's sitting on an upturned bucket before a campfire. His back to us, playing his accordion.
Hello!
He turns round.
Wow, he does have Santa's eyebrows.
I told you so.
Well, what a surprise.
He stands, tall, gaunt.
He must be ancient.
Welcome to my home, humble as it is.
The kindest eyes I've ever seen. Familiar somehow.
We need your help.
Yes, I'm sure you do. I'm sorry about your mum and dad.
How do you know?
I know everything that goes on around these parts. A koala burps and I hear about it. I wish I could say something meaningful. But words aren't enough sometimes, are they?
No.
Our gran turned up and then she turned into a tree and there was all this green smoke but Ralphie weed on her and then she dropped me and then threw Ralphie against the wall and he's hurt and he can't...
Shh! Bring him over by the fire. I'll get my case and see what I can do. And you can tell me the whole story.
So we watch as Mr. Manners fixes Ralphie.
Bandaged, he sleeps by the fire. I wrap between his ears and I know he's gonna be all right.
Are you a doctor?
For animals.
You're a vet?
Was, a long time ago.
You didn't tell us that.
You never asked.
I'd like to be a vet.
Then I'm sure you will be.
I'm not. Not anymore. Now that everything has changed.
Things can only get better or worse.
Worse than Gran?
Oh, yes, much worse. But better eventually. She turned into a tree, yes?
Yes, a big one.
And branches still sticking out her ears?
Uh-huh. And she said something strange. I am but one of many.
I see.
I could tell by the way his eyes darted from side to side that something was wrong.
What does that mean?
Where is she now?
Flat on her back on the bedroom floor.
He stands, Mr. Manners, suddenly.
Take me to her. I'll see what I can do.
He kneels on the floor beside her.
He pokes at the branches.
Takes her pulse. Is she a witch?
Your gran a witch? No.
Is she dead?
No, very much alive. But in a botanical coma, dormant, like a tree in winter awaiting spring.
Huh?
Your gran has tremonia.
Pardon?
Tremonia, a rare disease, though on the rise it seems. Always does when the drought comes.
Are you making this up?
No. Haven't you heard of the tremonia outbreak of 1956?
No.
Terrible, apparently.
But what is it?
Tree spirits. Thirsty. Hungry for rain that doesn't come. They whisper to each other in the cover of night. In the breeze they whisper. Their voices, the snap of bark and twigs. They're afraid and desperate, so they become an army.
An army? Of trees?
But how?
The elderly are our ideal victims. They're frail and weak, put up less of a fight. Heaven help the town if it spreads through the old folks' home.
That's it. That's what she meant. Aww. One of many.
Gran?
Gran opens her eyes.
As if she's drunk. Dizzy.
And turns pale when she sees Mr. Manners.
Hello, Barbara.
Max?
Max?
Is that your name? Max Manners?
Manners? No. Max Flanagan.
How do you know?
Her eyes fill with tears and her hand covers her mouth.
He's your grandfather.